Good morning, everybody. A very, 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 very warm welcome to you. It's lovely to see you all here. I'm here really to promote all of the services that are going on. This afternoon there is a carol service at 2:30, and of course you're very welcome to come along and join in with the singing. There are lots of leaflets, by the way, on the table, so please pick one up and it gives you a comprehensive list of what's going on. Wednesday lunch sounds good. I'd come to that and the service. Wednesday service and the lunch sounds really good. Please come to that. And Judith has asked me to mention Christmas Day. Judith and Julie will be the stewards, and it's 9:30, so quite early in the morning, but they will be providing drinks and cups of tea and coffee, but no mince pies. Anyway, have a lovely service today. It's great that we've got all the children here for Muddy Church. That will be wonderful. Can I join in, please? Over to Ross. Thank you, Ross.
I can hear somebody in tune already over there singing Christmas carols. Brilliant. Thank you, Hilary, and good morning. Good morning. And I know, as Hilary said, that the Christmas Day service is at 9:30, which is earlier than usual. And that's because I need to go to another church afterwards. So if you have opened any presents at that point in the morning, please do bring them along to share. That would be good to see. And it is always wonderful to have the children here with us and Muddy Church, and they're going to do something very exciting when they leave us in a short while. And to begin with, they are going to light our candles, our Advent candles for us.
When Mary heard that she was to give birth to a son, God gave Mary the wisdom to seek her cousin Elizabeth, someone she felt she could trust. In turn, Elizabeth had the wisdom to recognize the child Mary was carrying was the Son of God, and that her own son, John, was to prepare the way for Jesus to be accepted, recognized, and followed. We read from the Gospel of Luke. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Mary's wisdom in seeking her cousin and for Elizabeth's wisdom in the support and encouragement she gave to Mary. Give each one of us wisdom to know our part in the revival strategy being planned and to play that part to the very best of our ability. But also help us to support and encourage one another in prayer and in action. Amen. So we're going to light the Advent candle and the candle for peace in the Holy Land. Are you going to do this one?
Thank you, that was lovely. We could have been here all day if they blew them out and we relit them. And thank you also for remembering to light our peace candle. Of course, our peace candle isn't only because we're thinking about the situation in the Holy Land. We remember the situation in Ukraine and the situation in Sudan and so many places where there's been war for such a long time. And we also remember those places where there is a lack of peace because of turf wars and drug wars, places where there are other countries invading and places where there's civil war amongst people. So our peace candle reminds us to pray for peace and to be the light that we can be wherever we are. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are those who will come from east and west, from north and south, to feast in the kingdom of God. We sing together our first Advent carol today, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. This morning. Any of you, any clues?
Oh, go on then. We're going to do a nativity outside.
Okay, there's going to be a nativity outside. I think some of you might be able to see through that door. There's a tent outside. I think that's where the nativity is going to be. Are you going to join in? You're going as well. Brilliant, brilliant. So what are you going to need for this nativity then? What do you mean by nativity? I don't know if all these people over here know. Yes?
I forgot.
Okay. Anybody who remembers?
Letter.
Who's in the nativity?
Characters.
Lots of different characters, okay. Anybody offering any of the characters? Yes, go on then.
Mary, Joseph, the donkey, the three kings, and the shepherds.
Right, brilliant, I think. And did you mention, you probably did, the baby in that list?
Nope.
No? Okay, okay. So we're still waiting for the baby. What's the baby called when the baby comes?
Jesus.
Jesus, okay. I think that was a quick synopsis of the nativity. Sorry. That's done now, that's sorted now. Okay. Well, in a few moments, we're going to see if there's any celebrations, and then we'll say a prayer, and then you can go off and enjoy yourselves doing the nativity, and then if you want to, come back for communion later in the service. Give them a clap. It's just brilliant to have them here, isn't it? And I expect a lot of people like Hilary would like to be going out with them as well. So, are there any celebrations? If you remember, we said once a month we would just see if there are any celebrations of any kind that we could celebrate together. Jill's birthday. Christina's birthday. So Jill's... Marion's birthday, yes. Yes, Marion's birthday. Barbara Dixon, is she here? Not here at the moment. Lovely. So lots of December birthdays. Another birthday? Oh, Lois, sorry, I didn't see... Lois's birthday, when's your birthday? 14th. The 14th, right, brilliant. So, let me see, we've got Jill, Lois, Marion, Christina, and Barbara. Shall we say happy birthday to you? Well, sing, if that's all right, in a moment, John. I think, what should we say? To everyone, I think, because we'll get them in different orders. So, wonderful that we have so many birthdays to celebrate at this special time, and wonderful that we can celebrate together. So we'll sing happy birthday to you all. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear everyone. Happy birthday to you. And we'll say a prayer so the young people can go out to have their nativity in the tent. So let's pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this special time. We thank you for this opportunity to remember your story. And we pray, Lord, that you will be with our young people as they go to Muddy Church and as they talk about the Nativity. Pray that you will bless them as you will bless us in this place. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you. Oh, and Hilary has gone with them. So let us pray. God of all glory, you brought the universe into existence and raised up witnesses to your greatness and love. We praise and adore you. Grant that by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, we may worship and serve you and praise your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. Amen. Lord, have mercy. So let us confess our sins to God, trusting in God's mercy and forgiveness. We say together, holy and forgiving God, we have sinned against you and each other in thought and word and deed. We have turned from your life-giving word and ignored the message of those you sent. We are unprepared for the coming of your Son. Have mercy upon us and forgive us, that strengthened by your love, we may serve you more faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I am making all things new, says the Lord. This is Christ's gracious word. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Thanks be to God. God of mercy and power, whose Son rules over all, grant us so to live in obedience to your holy will, that at his appearing we may be raised to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now Anne will bring to us our reading from Holy Scripture.
Entitled The Song of Mary. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Saviour. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abram and to his seed forever." Amen.
Thank you, Anne. And let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, there was a time when Mary, the mother of Jesus, wasn't much mentioned in the Protestant churches, including the Methodist Church. Thankfully, this has changed, but she so often still appears as a silent, almost one-dimensional person, and often in the position of being wrong in some way. Such as, do you remember when Jesus was lost and the family returned to find him? They found him in the temple, but Mary was wrong in some way to not know that's where he would be. And then she was wrong when she asked Jesus to turn the water into wine before his time, it would seem. And the time when Mary and the family turned up to persuade Jesus to come home with them, and then he refused. A painful situation for all of them, I imagine. So Mary is often portrayed as in the wrong, meek, mild, and silent. Have you ever seen Mary speak during a nativity play? Silent in our consciousness. All this, despite the record of the Magnificat, Mary's great hymn of praise that Anne has just read for us. The Magnificat is as revolutionary a speech as can be found anywhere else in the whole of Scripture. It ranks alongside the Old Testament prophets in its theology and its prophetic word. Do you remember when you were 14 years old? Well, Mary was probably about 14 years old when she was visited by the angel Gabriel, when she was chosen to be part of God's amazing drama. Mary was an ordinary girl. She could have been someone in your class at school. She could have been you. She was not divine, but she was chosen. She was God's chosen for a special blessing, a special task, and she deserves more remembrance than the occasional picture on a Christmas card. Well, we know five things about Mary. She was a teenager, and as I've said, scholars disagree, of course, but nearly all of them put her between 13 to 15 years old. She was a virgin. This was pointed out three times in Scripture. She lived in Nazareth. She was engaged to be married to a carpenter named Joseph, and she was a devout believer in God. And there she is, 14 years old, and is approached by the angel Gabriel and given this most amazing and shocking message. Have you ever stopped to imagine what it must have been like for her in that moment, putting yourself into the scene, the young girl that she was? I mean, what if the angel Gabriel had appeared to you this morning as you were getting ready to come out to church and given you a most challenging task to perform? How would you feel even now? So Mary is approached by the angel Gabriel, and she's given this message. You are highly favored. But this is good news. The Lord is with you. Well, this is exciting news. You're going to have a baby. This is a problem. You will name the baby Jesus, and he will be great, called the Son of God. He will reign over the house of Jacob, and his kingdom will have no end. Is there any wonder that Mary was troubled? So what was it about Mary that set her apart from other people that God chose her? Not exceptional courage or boldness. She was scared, not surprisingly. Then she was told that she would have a baby, so she must have been fearful of the repercussions. As you know, pregnancy before marriage was a serious offence in that century. And if she wasn't put to death by stoning, then she would be the target of much scandalous talk. And then the fear of how this was bound to change her life. She couldn't know what the future would hold, but it would certainly be a different future than the one she was imagining before Angel Gabriel appeared. We know, of course, that before this is over, she would experience heartache and opposition, slander and confusion, anguish, despair and loneliness. And in the end, she would face that greatest of pains, that she would watch her son murdered on a cross. And of course, there would be the fear within her, what will Joseph say, bound to break the engagement? Which, of course, was his first thought. And she must have had the fear of whether she was able to do what God was asking. But Mary had this one special attribute that made her worthy of God's selection. She was willing to be available. She could have said no, but she was willing to move beyond all of those fears into obedience. So what about you and I? Is there any chance that you and I could be used in our lives and the lives of our communities and the world as Mary was in hers? Well, yes. God is looking for the same availability in us that he found in Mary. We'll have the same limitations that she had, the same fears that she had, such as, what will people think of me? Such as, I'm afraid to follow Christ's example. I'm afraid it may end up in loss or suffering. Or perhaps our lives are already difficult and we already carry heavy burdens and we're afraid of what more God may ask of us if we say yes. And yet God calls us as God called Mary. Will we allow ourselves to be available to God? Will we say yes despite the fears and the doubts and the uncertainty? Will we allow Jesus to be born in us? Will we bring Jesus into our daily lives, our thoughts and our actions? Will we bring Jesus to birth in the world by sharing him with others? As we think about and admire Mary's willingness to say yes to God despite all those fears and dangers and repercussions, may we ask God for similar faith, similar courage, similar obedience, so that when, not if, so that when we hear God asking us, Christian, are you available? We too will say yes. Amen. And we sing together, the angel Gabriel.
Drifting.
And we come to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray together. In joyful expectation of his coming to reign, we pray to our Lord, saying, "Come, Lord Jesus." Come to our world as King of the nations. We pray especially at this time for the situation in Israel-Palestine, for the situation in the Ukraine and in Sudan and in Syria. And we hold before you, Lord, all of those places in the world where the rule of law is not being upheld, where there are drug wars and turf wars, where people's lives are marred. And we pray before you, rulers, will stand in silence. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to your church as Lord and Judge. We pray for this church and our witness in this community. We pray for our ecumenical partners. We pray for our churches across our circuit. Help us to live in the light of your coming and give us a longing to do your will. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to your people as saviour and bearer of pain. We pray for those in the silence who are particularly on our hearts and minds this day. Enfold us all in your love and mercy. Wipe away the tears of failure, fear, and distress, and set us free to serve you forever. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to us from heaven with power and great glory, and lift us up to meet you, where with all your saints and angels we will live with you forever. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. And now we stand as you are able. If you're more comfortable sitting, then please do that as we offer each other the peace. And we will do the wave of peace this morning. May the God of peace make you holy and keep you free from every fault as you wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer each other the wave of peace. And we continue to stand as we sing together our communion hymn, Into the Darkness.
Thank you.
Please sit or stand as you feel most comfortable for the great prayer of thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all glory and light of our salvation, we offer you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. By your living word, you called all things into being, breathed into life the desire of your heart, and shaped us in your own likeness. Though we rejected your love, you did not give us up or cease to fashion our salvation. You made a covenant to be our God, spoke to us through the prophets, and prepared the way for our redemption. We praise you that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord of eternity, announced by angels and born of Mary. He became incarnate, fulfilling the promise of your salvation. And so we offer our praise with all your people on earth and in heaven. With the full chorus of your creation, we proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise you, Lord God, King of the universe, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this and eat it. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come in glory. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Recalling his death and resurrection, and in obedience to his command, we celebrate the offering of his eternal sacrifice until he comes again. Through him, our priest and king, accept us as a living sacrifice, a people for your praise. Generous and holy God, pour out your spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Refashion us in your image, that we may be found ready at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours, O Lord, for ever and ever. Amen. And as our Saviour taught his disciples, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Like those that look for the morning, so our souls wait for the Lord. Be known to us, Lord, in the breaking of the bread. In a moment, there will be the invitation to come forward to receive the bread and wine. We will do continuous flow coming down the middle as we usually do. This is, of course, as we know, an open table, so everybody is invited to partake of communion. Anybody who wishes to, don't have to be a member or baptized or anything else. If you wish to come, you are invited by Jesus. The true bread of heaven gives life to the world. Come, all who are hungry, come and eat. Come, all who are thirsty, come and drink. Please come as you are directed.
The children are coming in. They're in the middle of the activity. And so let us pray together. We thank you, Lord, for feeding us with the bread of heaven and the cup of salvation. Keep us in your grace, and at the coming of Christ in glory, bring us with your saints into the life of your kingdom. Amen. And we sing together our final Advent carol of this service, Hills of the North, Rejoice.
Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon us and prepare our hearts and souls to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be ours now and always. Amen. The day of the Lord is surely coming. Be faithful in worship, unwavering in hope, fervent in the work of God's kingdom, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.